A healthy body temperature is maintained by the nervous system. As the body temperature increases, the body tries to maintain its normal temperature by transferring heat. Sweating and blood flow to the skin help us keep our bodies cool. This is called thermoregulation. A heat-related illness occurs when our bodies can no longer transfer enough heat to keep us cool. A high body temperature, or hyperthermia, can develop rapidly in extremely hot environments, such as when a child is left in a car in the summer heat. Hot temperatures can also build up in small spaces where the ventilation is poor, such as attics or boiler rooms. People working in these environments may quickly develop hyperthermia. High temperature caused by a fever is different from a high body temperature caused by a heat-related illness. A fever is the body's normal reaction to infection and other conditions, both minor and serious. Heat-related illnesses produce a high body temperature because the body cannot transfer heat effectively or because external heat gain is excessive. Heat-related illnesses include heat rash or prickly heat, which occurs when the sweat ducts to the skin become blocked or swell and cause discomfort and itching. Heat cramps, which occur in muscles after exercise because sweating causes the body to lose water, salt, and minerals. Heat edema, or swelling, in the legs and hands, which can occur when you sit or stand for a long time in a hot environment. Heat tetany, also known as hyperventilation and heat stress, which is usually caused by short periods of stress in a hot environment. Heat syncope, or fainting, which occurs from low blood pressure when heat causes the blood vessels to expand and body fluids move into the legs because of gravity. Heat exhaustion, or heat prostration, which generally develops when a person is working or exercising in hot weather and does not drink enough liquids to replace those lost liquids. And heat stroke, or sunstroke, which occurs when the body fails to regulate its own temperature and body temperature continues to rise, often to 105 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. Heat stroke is a medical emergency. Even with immediate treatment, it can be life-threatening or cause serious long-term problems. Often, environmental and physical conditions can make it difficult to stay cool. Heat-related illness is often caused or made worse by dehydration and fatigue. Exercising during hot weather, working outdoors, and overdressing for the environment increase your risk. Caffeine and alcohol also increase your risk for dehydration. Many medications increase your risk of a heat-related illness. Some medications decrease the amount of blood pumped by the heart and limit blood flow to the skin, so your body is less able to cool itself by sweating. Other medicines can alter your sense of thirst or increase your body's production of heat. If you take medications regularly, ask your health professional for advice about hot weather activity and your risk of getting a heat-related illness. Other things that may increase your risk for heat-related illness include age. Babies do not lose heat quickly, and they do not sweat effectively. Older adults do not sweat easily and usually have other health conditions that affect their ability to lose heat. Obesity. People who are overweight have decreased blood flow to the skin, hold heat in because of the insulating layer of fat tissue, and have a greater body mass to cool. Summer heat waves. People who live in cities are especially vulnerable to illness during a summer heat wave because heat is trapped by tall buildings and air pollutants, especially if there is a high level of humidity. Chronic diseases such as diabetes, heart failure, and cancer can also increase your risk for heat-related illness. These conditions change the way the body gets rid of heat. And travel to wilderness areas or foreign countries with high outdoor temperatures and humidity increases your risk. When you go to a different climate, your body must get used to the differences to keep your body temperature in a normal range. Most heat-related illnesses can be prevented by keeping the body cool and by avoiding dehydration in hot environments. Home treatment is usually all that is needed to treat mild heat-related illnesses. Heat exhaustion and heat stroke need immediate medical treatment.
How can you treat heat-related illnesses at home?
Emergency first aid for heat stroke is needed immediately because this condition is life-threatening. After calling 911 or other emergency medical services, follow these first aid steps. Move the person into a cool place, out of direct sunlight. Remove the person's unnecessary clothing and place the person on his or her side to expose as much skin surface to the air as possible. Cool the person's entire body by sponging or spraying cool, not cold, water, and fan the person to lower the person's body temperature. Watch for signs of rapidly progressing heat stroke. Apply ice packs on the groin, neck, and armpits where large blood vessels lie close to the skin surface. Do not immerse the person in an ice bath. Check the person's rectal temperature often and try to cool it to 102 degrees Fahrenheit or lower as soon as possible. Temperatures taken by the mouth or in the ear are not accurate in this emergency situation. The longer the body is at a high temperature, the more serious the illness and the more likely it is that complications will develop. If breathing stops, begin rescue breathing. Do not give aspirin or acetaminophen to reduce a high body temperature that can occur with heat stroke. These medications may cause problems because of the body's response to heat stroke. If the person is awake and alert enough to swallow, give the person fluids, about 32 to 64 fluid ounces over 1 to 2 hours for hydration. Most people with heat stroke have an altered level of consciousness and cannot safely be given fluids to drink. You may have to help. Make sure the person is sitting up enough so that he or she does not choke. When recognized in the early stages, most heat-related illnesses, such as mild heat exhaustion, can be treated at home. The first thing you need to do is stop your activity and rest. Get out of direct sunlight and lie down in a cooler environment, such as shade or an air-conditioned area. Elevate your feet and remove all unnecessary clothing. Cool down by applying cool compresses or having a fan blow on you. Place ice bags under your arms and in your groin area where large blood vessels lie close to the skin surface to cool down quickly. Drink rehydration drinks, juices, or water to replace fluids. Drinks such as sports drinks that contain electrolytes work best. Drink 2 quarts of cool fluids over 2 to 4 hours. You are drinking enough fluids if your urine is normal in color and amount and you are urinating every 2 to 4 hours. Total rehydration with oral fluids usually takes about 36 hours, but most people will begin to feel better within a few hours. Rest for 24 hours and continue fluid replacement with a rehydration drink. Rest from any strenuous physical activity for 1 to 3 days. Heat syncope usually does not last long and improves once you lie down to a flat position. It is helpful to lie in a cooler environment. Heat edema is treated with rest and by elevating your legs. If you are standing for a long time in a hot environment, flex your leg muscles often so that blood does not pool in your lower legs, which can lead to heat edema and fainting. Heat cramps are treated by getting out of the heat and replacing fluids and salt. If you are not on a salt-restricted diet, eat a little more salt, such as a few nuts or pretzels. Do not use salt tablets because they are absorbed slowly and can cause irritation of the stomach. Try massaging and stretching your cramped muscles. Heat rash usually gets better and goes away without treatment. Antihistamines may help if you are having problems with itching. Keep areas clean and dry to help prevent a skin infection. Do not use baby powder while a rash is present. The powder can build up in the skin creases and hold moisture, allowing the growth of bacteria that may cause infection. Dress in as few clothes as possible during hot weather. Keep your home and especially sleeping areas cool.